Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Los Angeles, California, the DJV program, at least in part. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. Victoria is on the East Coast in New Jersey. Kara is in Washington. The ladies have been watching these debates from the beginning. I couldn't be bothered because I thought that the people that were in place were not of my liking. And so somebody got involved in it. That is Michael Bloomberg. And I got sort of charged up. And so we all have different takeaways from that experience, as is the case when we all watch the same thing. It's like an accident that happens on the corner of 6th and Main, and 12 people see it, and it's 12 different versions of what happened in the accident. Now, as we look ahead to the March 3rd Democratic primary next week in California, it looks to me like a recipe for disaster, Jennifer. I don't know how you are feeling about it, but they're already having people vote. There are a lot of balloting procedures that are different now. Yesterday I was telling the ladies during the break that I drove by KFI, had a voter registration over at Culver City, the park there, and I was in Culver City, so I was tempted to go over and register to vote just to see if I could. And then if I could, then would I go vote in the primary? I'll be back in Massachusetts next week for the voting of the primary there. And, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Early and often.
Yeah, right, exactly. But now, you know, you wonder, not only here in California, because of what happened in Iowa, and kind of to a lesser extent with last Saturday in Nevada, I think there were still some questions about that. But here in California, the mail-in balloting, the early person, in-person
that's
voting.
That's true in every state. You can do the mail-in stuff if you're an absentee, but now they changed it in California. It used to be that you had to go to the poll on election day. Now they're doing like an election week. So I think it starts on Saturday or maybe Friday where you can go to the polls and drop your ballot off, or you can go and vote. And like it used to be, you can register up until election day, which is stupid. But if you, I mean, there should be a cutoff so that they can verify that you're not a weirdo or living in Massachusetts or in Arizona or wherever you say you live. I mean, that's just not, you know.
I can claim.
But in any case, not that that would be anybody here, of course.
No.
But,
no.
But I think what's kind of confusing for people this time around, at least for me, is they were very late in California sending out our sample ballots and our voter guides. And once they arrived, you kind of are just used to looking at the back page to see where you're supposed to go and vote. You used to have one place where your precinct would turn out to vote. Now, there's like 6 different places. It says you can go from the 28th to the 3rd, basically. You can go to these places, and from the 1st to the 3rd, you can go to another set of places, and then
confusing.
On the 3rd, you can go.
It's
confusing. Like, it used to be that they gave you the address of the old guy's garage, and you'd go show up, and you'd go vote in his garage, and that would be the end of it. And then they moved us all into schools, and so then we were going to schools. But now, it's anywhere. It's libraries, it's schools, it's just sort of crazy, and I think it's not what people are used to, and when that happens, that's when you have problems.
Yeah. Will it affect the turnout? Because there are new people who know where to vote, they don't know when to vote. They don't know who to vote. If you can, there are attempts around the rest of the country, and this was mentioned in the during the debate. And I don't know how to quite take this because I think a lot of people are voting that ought not to be voting, but I still want to make sure that people who ought to be voting can vote. It's in my own wheelhouse here of discretion, and so when you hear a lot of people being disenfranchised, I'm wondering who that is, because there are, here in California especially, it's damned corrupt. There are people who have no business voting, have no right to vote, they should be not.
The Secretary of State's being sued right now. Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's being sued right now because the voter rolls are like, there's like 100 or 200,000 people, I can't remember, some really high number. of people who are supposed to be taken off the voter rolls because they're dead, or there's like 50 people registered at one single address.
It's so difficult. The voting is like every 2 years. There are people who run, it's their job, their profession, to be in charge of voting, and they still screw it up. How is this possible that this, in Massachusetts, it's ridiculous.
So Florida also, my God. The conspiracy theorist in me says they do it on purpose. So that they can win.
I think they do do it on purpose.
In their favor, right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right.
It's not even my opinion that it's about the presidential election or anything like that. I think what it's about are these propositions. We have one that's very controversial on the ballot this time. It's actually the only one. It's called Proposition 13. And Proposition 13 has been a brand name for years in the state of California, which protects against the government coming in and really elevating your property taxes. So it's protective of California taxpayers and homeowners. And so they named this one Prop 13 and basically said that it's only to help the schools. Well, they always use the schools and law enforcement as kind of the bribing tool, right? They're the ones that, you know, you have to do this or all the schools are going to crap. Well, all the schools are already going to crap and enrollment is down. Why are we spending more money instead of just appropriately spending the money that's already there? Mm-hmm. And they're limiting it. What they don't tell you is that this is a bond measure where if the voters vote on this, which of course they will, that this bond measure has to be matched with funds by the school for them even to access this. So if they want $1 million, let's say they want $5 million, they actually have to raise $5 million on their own, which means that in every district, they're going to be raising property taxes so that they can pay to get access the money that this bond grants. So it gets you twice. It's really bad.
It's really crooked. It is crooked, crooked, crooked. So that's something in the system as well. Speaking of law enforcement, the story from Florida about the, if you saw the body cam footage from the arrest of this six-year-old girl at an Orlando school, she's a first grader. She was zip-tied, and she was screaming, let me go, let me go, let me go. This is from last year, but it's now the video has just been released. Shows the officer tying the girl's wrists and then closing the door of the car, the police car, on her, slams the door on her as she cries to be set free. And I don't know in all this what they were even there doing. Why it was that this girl, a six-year-old girl, some big, bad, tough cop?
Apparently some two kids were fighting or something like that. I don't even know why the police were involved with two kindergartners or first graders or however.
The guy who did it got fired. The police officer got fired. But it just
as he should.
Don't they train these people? What is there about police? I've said this for years and years and years till I'm tired of saying it. Train them better, pay them better, and have fewer of them. You know, Bernie's all running around telling everybody that the teachers ought to make $60,000 a year minimum. Okay, fine. Then have that same application for police officers. There are a lot of districts in some of these backwater places, the guys that are, and women too, that are police officers, are lucky to make $30,000 a year. You can't live on $30,000 a year, so what do you expect these guys to do? They get corrupt. Same thing as, it baffles me. We have our values are so cockamamie screwed up. Pay teachers. You want good teachers? Pay them. You want good police? Pay them. Instead of screwing around with this stuff, you get these morons that do this stupid stuff and train the people that you want to be. You want to have somebody trust them, then they got to have a reason to trust them. You don't trust them just because they got a uniform on. And so it's very frustrating to see this kind of stuff go on, and there are so many examples of it. But anyway, this guy was suing the police officer. Sued the city. And so the trial went on, and they had video of what he did. So, hello, see you later, pal. I don't know. I find it very, it's very frustrating. Here's something else that's frustrating. What's going on with your immune system? We talk about the coronavirus. Dr. Jack Stockwell, in the most recent Good Day Health podcast that features him, talks about the way sugar stunts your immune system. So I've really cut back. After listening to talking about this stuff, I'm way less ice cream and stuff like that because this is not good. I want to have a strong immune system because you better be prepared to fight off the coronavirus or whatever else is floating around. So, Jack, if you want to get the information, listen to our latest. A lot of conversation this is about the coronavirus as well. Take good care of yourself. Find out how you can do that. Listen to the Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sprintern here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Well, I think their network and savings are great. You don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within two bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, here we are with a focus on Purdue Pharma, the thugs of the drug world. They make OxyContin. They have launched an ad campaign telling you how to file claims if you've been harmed by OxyContin. So how many jillion million people are going to do this, one wonders. $24 million they're spending on online ads, mostly pointing to a website where you can make a claim. The ads are going to be on TV as well and here on the radio, some other platforms. Purdue filed for bankruptcy protection last fall, and that stopped the lawsuits while the company tried to build support for their settlement. They've set aside $10 billion in the bankruptcy courts for this stuff. So they just stopped making it, okay? They're still making this stuff, right? And it isn't... I don't think it's just Purdue Pharma. I think it's other outfits that are still making this stuff.
Well, opioids are still being made. OxyContin is their brand.
Well,
you
know, so, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, opioids.
But it is still being produced, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just hopefully not being prescribed nearly as much.
Yeah. No, that's where CBD oil comes in and other stuff in that wheelhouse. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And change after music time in this hour. This is the group King and Country. They have announced some tour dates heading out on the road this summer. It's a Christian duo announcing on Twitter that their summer nights tour will kick off in July in Kansas City, wrap up in August in Corbin, Kentucky. So who knows about this group, Christian?
I know them because of Dolly Parton. Yeah, really? They've crossed over into country for sure. I think they were at the CMAs. I think they performed there with Dolly. They did a remix with her, and it's I think it went to like number one or something on the various charts.
What's the song?
God only knows. This is not the remix with Dolly, but there's another. This song they redid with Dolly singing, and it made it a lot better.
Got it.
Which Dolly has a, you know,
wait a minute.
Dolly can do.
We were talking about this before, and I wanted to know if we can compare their version of God Only Knows to the Beach Boys song with the same title.
You always want to do that with songs that have the same title.
I know.
Totally.
And that was, and the response was the same then as it is now. What? What do you want to do? Why do you want to do that? I don't know.
If we compare every song that has the same name, I think we'll be shocked to find out that none of them sound the same.
Well, once in a while you might find one or two that does. But let's crank this up a little bit. I want to hear a little more of it. Please, Karen. That's Dolly, yeah?
Yeah, that's her in the back.
So, what do we think?
God only knows where to find you. God only knows how to break through. God only knows.
So, this could be on a Christian music station, this song.
It is. Sure. It's on both. It's Christian and country.
Okay, I kind of like
it. But Dolly makes everything better.
Doesn't she? Yes, she sure does. Tickets on sale now for their tour, as I said, starting in just about a month and a half or so. They're going to do 12 dates. They'll probably get a crowd. Band's website has got to be KingandCountry.com, I'm going to guess, yeah?
Mm-hmm. For King and Country is the name of the band, yeah.
For King and Country, okay. All right, sounds, I think that's, there's a certain appeal to that, frankly. Next up, musically here in this portion of the hour, is a focus on Lady Antebellum, releasing the second single off their newest album. It's called Ocean. First single, called What If I Never Get Over You, reached number one on the country airplay list in January. Group says the new single, What I'm Leaving For, felt like an appropriate follow-up to that tune. It's a song about separating from the family for work that's likely to peak while the band is in the middle of their 40-date Ocean 2020 tour with Jake Owen and Matty and Tay. The emotions of the song likely make it difficult to sing. Let's hear some of this. You know, what strikes me, and this is, Victoria is always glad to point out it's a generational thing. I have, when I'm listening, if I'm listening to Sirius, so there's an oldie station here in L.A. that I listen to, and I'm, the windows are down in the car, and I'm in a, you know, great place, I'll sing along with all this stuff. And I don't know how, with the songs of today, to sing along with the songs of today. Is that... listen to Victoria.
It's just because you don't know the songs as much, but like I was driving this morning and singing along to everything I listened to. So
really?
The singing to songs is not generational. Everyone does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just depends what songs you pick to do it to.
I got it.
I mean, this is not a sing along kind of song. This is the order of a ballad, but you know.
Yeah, right. All right. 28 after on the DJV program.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt. Or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see the discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus in Milwaukee. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
But again, it is a horrible, horrible day for the employees here. It is a very rough day for anybody who is close to this situation. So, but I just wanted to let you know what I know. Again, there are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
President Donald Trump addressed the shooting before speaking at the White House, saying, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones. We send our condolences. We'll be with them. It's a terrible, terrible thing." The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported at least seven were killed, including the shooter. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower, extending the market's heavy losses for the week. The S&P 500 fell for the fifth straight day, with worry about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Four after the hour, improving your day the DJV way. Doug, Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls, holding on to dear life. the fact that the Kara does as good a job as she does, she's a better person for it. Imagine the grit. There's a little technical stuff. That's why I'm having this conversation. We're laughing about it. Sometimes we laugh about it. Sometimes we curse about some of the stuff that goes on. I love when the ladies get snarky off the air, so we're going to talk about this on the air. Your prescription for fixing the way Mayor Pete looks. The hair, Victoria is hysterical. She actually has such a great sense of humor. So how did you describe his suit? Again, let's have the suit description.
Okay. I like Mayor Pete, so I'm just going to start by saying that. I think he's very intelligent. I really like him a lot. Yeah. Something has got to happen with that hair. He needs some product in the hair. And I understand Kara made a really good point. He's probably trying not to look too metrosexual. I don't think he does look metro probably in his real life anyway. But he's very, you know, no apologies in advance. He's very, like, Indiana. And so I'd like to, like, you know, like Jen said, she'd like to zhuzh him up a little bit. Whenever you see him at a rally, he has the same shoes. They look like they need a polish. The same pants, the same white shirt, the same blue tie, sleeves rolled up. And I said, when he's not on the debate stage, he looks like he's a Division III basketball coach. The tie's kind of loose. He's a little exasperated. Not a lot of funding for the team. You know, you can just see, like, that's the sort of the way he presents to me. And I think a little bit of a makeover would be a good thing. I need Elizabeth Warren to change up that outfit, please.
Yeah, the outfit is the same all the time. And this jacket, not as cute as last week's. Like, the red is just kind of boring. Yeah, and Amy Klobuchar, same dress. I know they want to all look accessible. That's the thing, is they're all trying to look like they don't have that much money, except for Bloomberg, who just doesn't care. Bloomberg's like, okay, I got my fitted suit. I'm ready to go. But yeah, Bloomberg, it's funny because Joe looks good.
Yeah, Joe looks good.
Joe is wearing expensive suits too. Yeah.
Joe always looks very on point. I will, and I give his wife credit for that
and
too.
And Bernie looks like he sleeps in his suit.
Yeah. Always. But of all of them, I think Joe looks the most presidential.
Yeah, he does. Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So that's one part of the snark.
Whatever that means. I can't stand what people say.
Bloomberg's suits are probably expensive, but I don't love the, like, I'm all about tailoring. I don't like the cut. It's very, like, late 90s to me, and that's probably when he bought the suits. You know, he's got a cuff on the bottom of the pant. That
so
bugs
why?
Me.
Wait
cuffs
a
are, cuffs are so far
Wait
out.
Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Cuffs
Just
are
a second.
Way far out. He's still rocking, like, the slip-on loafer. Like, he's very 1999. And he's partying like
look.
It is 1999. So
I have the same look. I have my suits and my
well, they, I don't know. I've never seen you in a suit, so maybe your suits do look dated.
But
I don't know.
That's the hidden lead there. The buried lead is that Doug has suits that he wears.
Huh. Yeah, I've never
seen
him in one.
But I might wear one because Kara wants me to sign up for the new television dating show for seniors.
Yeah, The Bachelor.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was watching The Bachelor on Monday, and at the end they always have ads between, you know, if you want to be on the next season of The Bachelor. And this one was now casting seniors looking for love. So if you're 65 and older, then I guess they're going to have a new TV
show for
you.
Doug, you would be perfect.
So.
I think you got to do it.
You're very photogenic. Like, you're perfect for this. You've got a super interesting career. I mean, unless they just want, like, some, like, Joe Schmo. But I think that you would be great for
Joe
this.
Schmo, I'm not. No.
Right.
Joe Schmo, I'm not. But the picture we were, this is another thing. Some people saw this on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. I had a picture that was taken. Bob Kay, who was my boss at KBC when I came there in the early 90s, they had some photos taken of me for promotional purposes. And my sister, of all people, found it over the weekend and she sent it to me. So I haven't seen that picture for ages. So I put it up.
Well,
I just
posted
it for fun.
You can't use that to submit to the new Bachelor show.
No, not going to. Because it looks like, I agree with you, my hair, that's my hair. And it looked like I was wearing a piece. It was awful. My hair was terrible there. I posted it because I thought it was a riot. And some of the people, including a couple of women that I used to date, had some things to say about it that I thought were kind of interesting. But it was, you know, it was just kind of for fun. Maybe, I don't know, it might be fun, Carrie. It might be something that would just be fun to see.
Yeah, if you got an extra 5 minutes, just fill out the, it's like 65 questions you have to fill out.
So behind the scenes, they're all encouraging me to be on this dating site, and I don't want
to
put myself
out
there.
How can you be on TV then?
Right. Well, I could, in that circumstance, it would probably work a little bit to my advantage. The scandal over college admissions has gotten another page or another chapter written for somebody that wasn't at least out front until now. Victoria, who is this person and what is going on now as this thing continues to explode?
Yeah, Michelle, I don't know if it's Janavs or Janavs. She is, her family created Hot Pockets. And so anyone with a microwave knows what a Hot Pocket is.
Isn't there nothing
now
sacred?
I know, right?
No,
she is now in hot water with her Hot Pockets because she is being sentenced to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay bribes of $300,000 to get her two daughters into universities. So she is from Newport Coast, California. She admitted that she paid $100,000 to have someone cheat on her daughter's ACT exams. Then she paid $200,000 to have her older daughter falsely tagged as a beach volleyball recruit to get her into the University of Southern California.
These kids are going to grow up to be the most lying, just awful human beings because of their parents. I mean, you're going to be like your parents are. So they set this stage for you and lie and cheat and do horrible. What do you think what is that human being going to be like as an adult? Same thing, lying, cheating. Ah.
Yep. My God. And this is, of course, part of the larger admissions scandal that masterminded by Rick Singer. He was a college consultant, and so all these wealthy parents paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's been in custody for a long time now because he started turning on, essentially to lower his own sentence, he started turning on these parents and recorded some of them. That's how Felicity Huffman got busted. And Lori Loughlin and her husband, they haven't gone to trial yet, but they also got caught on a recorded phone call. They didn't know that Rick Singer was already working with the FBI, so it added an extra twist to the Lifetime movie that will become this whole story. So this Michelle Janov's Hot Pocket lady, she is the 15th parent to be sentenced now. And so beyond the 5 months in jail, she'll have 200 hours of community service. She has to pay a $250,000 fine, and then she has 2 years of supervised release as well. But again, this is not great news for Lori Loughlin and her husband because they're the ones who pleaded not guilty. They're trying to avoid jail time at all costs. This woman now has 5 months to deal with. Lori Loughlin, if they lose their case, they could end up with, you know, years in jail. So the stakes are higher for them.
There you go. Crime doesn't pay. Sometimes it does, but in this case it doesn't. Speaking of crime, Weinstein and the aftermath of all of that. I heard a lot more conversation, Jennifer, yesterday here on a couple of the local talk radio shows about what happens with Weinstein now that he has been sentenced in New York, and
he
will be sentenced.
He's going to get in trouble in L.A. too because he comes here next. So right. Gloria Allred was all over the scene yesterday. She was on The View, and she was on George Stephanopoulos, basically saying that this makes it more likely for him to get convicted in Los Angeles as well. And many people are saying that this was a needed thing for the justice system. Ronan Farrow was out talking about how this was something that really had to happen to change the way we prosecute these crimes. And did you hear about Bill Cosby?
Mm-mm. No. What is it?
Why don't these people just stop talking? I mean,
oh boy.
I don't understand. I don't understand why they stopped talking.
His people?
His
family?
He's trying to get, his spokesperson. He's trying to get a new trial. He's trying to fight his conviction. Focus on that. His spokesperson came out yesterday and said that the Harvey Weinstein verdict was a dark day for the justice system. So,
really? Hello, Clueless.
I just don't know why you don't just stop. You don't have to say anything.
No, amazing. TurboTax is owned by Intuit. You hear the ads all the time. They have reached a deal to acquire Credit Karma, which is, as far as I know, one of the biggest competitors, right? Another deal where you take the competitor out by buying them instead of trying to do it better.
Well, Credit Karma is a free credit monitoring site along with...
they paid $7 billion, Victoria,
for
this thing. What's so valuable about Credit Karma? What does it do that makes it worth $7 billion?
Well, number one, it's very popular, and they have a lot of users. I'm a user myself. It's free credit monitoring. Whenever your credit score changes, it sends you an alert. So if something is fraudulent on your reports, you can know right away. Credit Karma will help you try to remedy that. So there are a lot of wonderful services. Credit consolidation. They recommend certain credit cards based on your score. If you are trying to save for a mortgage or whatever, they'll help you restructure your finances. So I think Credit Karma is a much better business than TurboTax.
If it's a free service, they have ads all over their website? Is that how they make money?
They have ads. I don't know how they make money, but obviously it's worth $7 billion. So.
By the way, for those of you who are scratching your head, wait a minute, what do I know about TurboTax from last year? Intuit's been under scrutiny. I remember the investigation revealing that they had deliberately made it difficult for for people to file their tax returns free under the IRS Free File program. So
right.
Oh, you really won't be able to
do
that.
They push people into paying for stuff that
they
didn't need.
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah, right, exactly. Time for us to focus on you, your family, the food, the American Family Farmer Show that's on every week. The podcast is, at the moment, the focus on grass-fed beef, other things that are important as we get close to the planting season. What's your food going to be like this year? The natural food community is expanding. A lot of people are much more conscious about what they're eating and where it's coming from, which is a hip, hip hooray as far as I'm concerned. So if you want to hear the weekly podcast and the show itself, the focus this week, if you're looking for the title to follow and to cue in, this week's is Going Beyond Grass-Fed. That's the subject matter. Podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text LEAD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text LEAD to 79645. That's LEAD to 79645.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My favorite moments in the week is our visitation with the crackpot of the pet world. I say that lovingly because you just had a quack there. Maybe you're not the crackpot, you're the quack pot of the pet world. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the pet show, fabulous way for you to find out how to take care of your pet. Listen to other people's stories. Warren has so many of his own. That's what I like. When I listen, when I'm here, I get a charge out of every Saturday when you're on. I turn on KRLA and I listen to you and the people that call, some of the people are just hysterical. And the way you you respond to them is equally hysterical because you're a straight-faced guy. I mean, I can see your facial expressions. You know, you're taking, oh, yeah, okay, let's do, what do we do when we only have a four a dog with three paws? And you pause for a moment and take it all in. All right, so anyway, we missed, Warren, National Love Your Pet Day, which was last week. How we did that, I don't know. But the survey shows that most, I think, of the world has decided that dogs are the best pets. I don't know whether you would argue with that or not. Did you talk about that on your program, National Pet?
I do. You know, it depends on the individual. But, you know, every day is Love Your Pet. There's so many days.
Exactly.
I can't keep up with National Watermelon Day the other day. It was National This Day, National Dog Day, National Bird. Every day is Love Your Pet Day. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
In terms of what's the best pet, I get that question a lot. I really don't have an answer. It depends on you. It depends on the individual. Some people are more kind of want to stay home and kind of hang out with their pet, and they might be more cat-like, and other people want to go running and jogging, and so maybe more dog-like. Some people like to have conversations. Maybe they should get a macaw. So it all depends on what your preferences are. I don't think there is a specific animal that's a favorite animal, although there are more dogs. There are more dogs. Actually, there are more dog homes in the United States than there are cat homes, but there are more cats because cat people have multiple cats versus dog people usually have one or two.
All right, so I was watching the debate, and I was trying to figure out, looking at the people there, what kind of pets they had. What would be an appropriate pet for Bloomberg or Mayor Pete or Elizabeth Warren? Or just who? I'm more interested in Bernie Sanders, whether the dog would look like him or not. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, dogs do. Absolutely, dogs look like the people. I mean, I've said that for years, and I've proven it with photos. Dogs look because of the personalities. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if politicians should have pets. You know, they're not honest enough. You know, one of the reasons I was asked this just the other day. One of the reasons I work with animals is because there's no facade. A dog's not going to buy you a drink and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. He'll call you an SOB right up front. So it's that honesty that I really appreciate. And I've yet to find politicians with that same honesty. So I say the best pet for politicians, Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Cockroaches. Well, there we go.
Any cockroach. The giant slogan. Madagascar hissing cockroach. That's what they should have.
All right. So also, one of the things that I would like to highlight because of your service, one of the things Warren has created a formula for cats and dogs, a vitamin mineral supplement called Hugs and Kisses. And it is fabulous. Actually, I don't know if I ever had any for Daisy. I think I did maybe when we first got her, but she probably needs some more. You can find them at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. This is the most fabulous way to keep your animal, your cat, your dog tuned up. And then know that Warren has a foundation that he set up with the proceeds from Hugs and Kisses to do what specifically? Because you've done so many different things with this. You, as soon as the money comes in, I know you spend it. So what's the typical way that you spend money? I think we like to highlight this a couple of times a year, and I think it's appropriate for us to talk about what you do with the Hugs and Kisses loot.
Well, first of all, I told you my logo is to be the poorest humane society in the country simply based on the fact that when a dollar comes in, it has to go out, because if there's a dollar in the bank and there's a dog or cat suffering, I'm not doing my job. So what we do, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is basically raising money for the small mom and pops that you've never heard of that do the bulk of rescue work across the country. As of now, we have donated to rescues and humane organizations in 49 states. So that's a pretty good record. But it's not big money. It's not like, you know, we're raising $100,000, maybe $500 for this group or $500 for that group, but we help the small groups that really need the help. And it's the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can go there, you can read all about it, and good organization helping the small mom and pops all across the U.S.
And if your dog or cat has digestive issues, they ought to be on Hugs and Kisses, frankly. You're understanding your dog's system is one thing, making it run well as you want to make yours run well. The key to that is Hugs and Kisses. Find them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein on the DJB Show at 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.